Dave Moore on Today FM.
Oh, I've got to tell you the story of Peggy. She got in touch with me because she said that I'm on her bucket list. She wanted to talk to me. I couldn't believe it, so I rang her.
Is it really you?
It's really me, Peggy.
And yeah. I was led to believe that talking to me, I can't believe this bit at all, but talking to me was on your bucket list. I don't. What else is on there?
I'll tell you the things that I've ticked off so far. And you weren't at the bottom, Dave, believe you me. Top of my list was to find my biological father.
Right.
And my half-brother. And that's got a big tick beside
it. Oh, fantastic.
And another thing on my bucket list was to give myself a birthday party, because I've never had one.
And did you get to give yourself one?
I did. June the 7th this year, I was taken to see Riverdance.
Stop, were you?
Oh, Peggy, that's unbelievable. And what a list. And you're taking things off like there's no tomorrow. That's unbelievable. I've done something very important today.
We'll meet up one day.
Yes, I'd love that. That'd be amazing. But that was never going to be enough. I needed to meet Peggy. So I got in my car, I drove to Blessington, and we hung out for the afternoon.
Yeah. Oh, here she is, the lady of the moment.
This is what I've been waiting for. Peggy, how are you? It's the biggest pug in the world for you, my friend. You're looking amazing. Come on in, sit down here.
Thank you.
And who have you got with you?
Linda. She's my
daughter. Linda, Dave, nice to meet you.
Yeah, lovely to meet you.
She's my daughter-in-law and my carer.
Now, I'm after getting a tea. What would you like?
Oh, tea, please.
Tea. So, young Peggy, look at us.
Thank you.
Who would have thought, after one text message from your woman over there, and next thing you know, we're all in together, we're
all
hanging out.
Together.
You want milk?
Yes, please, yeah.
Do your own there, I don't want to give you too much. Yeah. I'm well reared by my wife, who's very particular about the amount of milk she has. Any sugar?
No, sugar.
Same as me. So what year then would it have been when you first came over?
1978.
78, right, yeah. Okay.
And John came over in March.
Yeah.
And that was to find work and somewhere
of course,
for us to live.
Sort of, yeah.
Which he did, but I'll tell you what he didn't tell me. We arrived over, and then he said, the house is, we can go into it now. And I thought he was being a bit funny. And we went in. He told us that it was a big farmhouse. I thought, well, great, the kids will love
loads
that.
Loads of room for the
out
nine
in the country,
of you. Yeah.
Love that. So we went in, and it was sort of early evening, but it wasn't getting dark. But I automatically felt for the light switch. And he said, oh, that's one thing I didn't tell you. He said, there's no electricity. I said, what? I
John,
mean, all my furniture,
yeah.
And my washing machine, and my fridge,
there's,
and everything was arriving.
There's a few things that need electricity around here.
Yeah. Okay, then. And I said, well, you know, where's the kitchen? And he said, well, there's a little scullery out there. And I went out, and there was no sink there, nothing there. And I said, John, he said, I know. He said, there's no running water
there's
either.
No water. No electricity, no kitchen, no water. This guy knows how to pick a property.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, I'll tell you what.
Absolutely. And I said, why on earth didn't you tell me this before we came over?
Yeah, fair
he
question.
He said, because you
wouldn't
have come.
Yeah.
And I said, you don't know that. And he said, no, but I wasn't going to take that chance.
So
and, I had everybody laughing when I arrived. Because as I say, John just got his things together, got in the car.
And came over.
He came over, right? I came over with 7 kids, 2 cats, a dog, and a canary.
Peggy.
You would have loved him.
I'd say so.
You
he
really
sounds like a character, all right.
He was.
And when did you discover me and the radio show then? And why would I have ended up on this wonderful bucket list of yours? Like, I'm just some guy on the radio.
Do you know what it is?
Go on.
I listen to you because the one thing that I love about you is your laugh.
Thank you.
It is so genuine. It is so, you know, and you're always laughing.
I
find myself laughing.
Laughing along.
And I don't know what you're laughing at.
I think a lot of people feel that way, Peggy.
And I'm always saying, oh, did you hear Dave this morning? For God's sake, did you hear the bad jokes?
You spoke to me about some of the other things that were on the list and some of the things you've ticked off. What's on the list that you haven't ticked off yet?
I'll show you.
Oh, you've got it off. Fantastic.
Oh, I have. Got it here somewhere. Yes.
Wow, it is not a short list, Peggy, is it?
No, it's not.
No. Okay, so one of the things you mentioned was finding your biological father and half-brother. That was an incredible story you told us about that.
Yeah.
Go to the final, Strictly Come Dancing or Dancing on Ice and watch Riverdance live. You went to see Riverdance. You were moved to tears.
Yes, I was.
Treat yourself to your first ever birthday party.
Brilliant.
You did that.
Yes.
Talk to Dave Moore on the radio about question mark. Doesn't have to be anything. Just
anything.
Whatever.
Yeah,
take
whatever.
On that.
Yeah.
So, love 60s, 70s, 80s music out today. Love Dermot Kennedy. Would love to listen to him live or meet him. So Dermot Kennedy's on your list.
Oh, Dermot Kennedy is absolutely brilliant. Do you know what I love about him?
Go on.
All his songs, I can... They're a story.
All of
they're
them.
Not just a
he's
song.
An incredible story.
They're a story, telling. And I can hear what he's singing.
Yeah.
I heard him on your show.
Yeah, he's brilliant.
Oh,
swap my mobile for a log cabin.
Yes. We started off in a mobile home.
Yeah.
And we ended up in a mobile home.
And nothing wrong with a mobile home. So where's this one that you're in right now?
This one is in the back garden. There's the cottage there where Linda and my son live with the two kids.
Yeah.
And then my mobile is in the back garden.
So someday maybe the log cabin.
Someday maybe the log cabin.
Okay. Then I hope in June 2026 I'm in good health to be able to travel to the UK for my brother's 90th birthday celebrations.
Yes,
wow.
Yes.
I would love to have the Minister of Health visit the daycare centre. Not for a flyby, shake your hand, hope we have your vote, goodbye visit, but a sit-down discussion about our concerns, especially around recruitment and retention of staff.
Yep.
Very interesting. A huge thing on this list is to write a book about my life. I don't think I will ever get it done, but I can always dream, can't I? Oh, come on, let's talk about this book. Listen, you and I have had two conversations. Well, I'm halfway through the second conversation. I'm fascinated by everything you've told me. You have to try and get this book written.
I can't. Yeah, but how?
I think you just start. Like, I think you just have to sit down. Now, I don't know if you pen to paper or type on a keyboard, whatever you can do, or talk it to someone. Like, there's ghostwriters.
A good idea.
I think you could do that.
Yes.
I tell you what, Peggy, that's a bestseller right there. I'm getting to meet, yes, actually meet one of my favourite people, Dave Moore. You're saying all the right things, Peggy. Hope I get the chance to tell him the difference he has made to my life, listen to him, talking to him, and now meeting him. Thanks, Dave. Ah, Peggy, thank you. I'm going to give you a hug now. That's ridiculous.
I'm a hugger as well.
Well, look, we couldn't arrive and say hello without presenting you with your very own, very special, get a nice cup of tea into this in the morning.
Oh.
Dave Moore Mug.
Oh,
he's
thank
yours.
You. You've no idea how long I've been after one of these. Do you know what I was going to do? You know your music master?
Yes.
I was going to ring. I wouldn't have had the answer. I've faith in one answer I've got. And it's because it was Elvis Presley.
Okay.
I knew the song. I wouldn't have got
so
any.
So you wouldn't
of the
have gotten
answers,
the Ariana Grande
but I
questions.
Have lost,
you would have
but
lost.
I would have got the mug. And I was literally going to do that.
Now you don't even have to. You have it
no,
there. It's
I
yours.
Thank yeah. you so much.
You're so welcome. A pleasure, honestly.
I was a bit debatable about going up to Bolton Grass. I said, no, I don't want to go. That's one foot in the door. No, I'm not going into a nursing home. No, this is only for respite, Peggy, you know.
Yeah, totally different.
I wanted to give myself a challenge as well.
Ooh.
That's what I have to do, give myself little
you
challenges.
You certainly are doing that, yeah. But look at you, up there making friends. The life and soul of the home, I'd say.
But it's them that has brought me up.
Well, that's
you
great.
You know, the people in the daycare. And
yeah.
The people in Bolton Glass. I've been very lucky that way.
Well, they're very lucky people too, and so are we. I can't believe I got to meet you. This is my bucket list, starting with me, Peggy. Tick. Done. I can just add whatever I want to the rest of it now.
Yeah.
Number one is done.
Oh, by the way.
Yeah.
The toothpaste.
Yes.
There's another way of doing it.
Okay. Here we go. So we're talking on the show of the toothpaste, the order in which you put it on. What's yours?
Okay. Mine is toothpaste goes onto my finger. Then goes onto my teeth. Then I wet my toothbrush, and then I
what?
Brush my teeth.
Yes. Revolutionary.
But do you know why?
Go on.
Because when I was trying to get it on the toothbrush,
yeah.
half the tube ended up in the sink everywhere.
And what a nice place, by the way.
It is.
The, roots
this is
gorgeous.
Lovely. It's been here for a good while now,
it's
a family-owned business, you know, which I love.
Well, Peggy, what an absolute pleasure to meet you in person. Thank you for taking the time.
Thank you.
It's just such a joy. You bring joy to people. You're amazing.
Well, so do you.
That's the aim. We're both on the same mission.
Absolutely.
Brilliant. Yes. Thanks, Peggy.
Dave Moore on Today FM.